Just west of the town of Escalante, North Creek and Birch Creek join to form the Escalante River. The river is shallow, with little water at that point, especially during summer when water is used for irrigation. The Escalante River Canyon does not really begin until the river meets Navajo sandstone just north of town. In this area, normally horizontal layers of rock have been folded by geologic forces. Walking downriver is to walk into the downsloping layers of that fold, called the Escalante Monocline. Near the town of Escalante, the river flows over easily eroded Carmel sandstone and creates a wide valley. But once the river contacts the more resistant Navajo sandstone layer, the canyon becomes narrower. As the river cuts more deeply into the downsloping Navajo sandstone, a high-walled, narrow canyon is formed. Hiking down canyon, the walls quickly get higher. Numerous panels of pictographs and petroglyphs indicate this portion of the canyon was well used by ancient people, especially the Fremont. Within a mile of encountering the Navajo sandstone, the river canyon is less than 100 yards wide and nearly 1,000 feet high. There is a sandy trail on each side of the river, but numerous river crossings are required as the canyon turns frequently and the river bounces from wall to wall. This photograph was taken at a spot about a mile and a half into the canyon. I was standing at river level. The water was slightly more than ankle deep, and the canyon may have been 50 yards wide at the most. I was attracted to this scene because the Navajo sandstone has eroded in blocks. Instead of having the Navajo's typical rounded domes and steep-walled cliffs, this area is blocky and irregular, and the edges of the blocks have an orange color from staining by the overlying layer. The blocks have been created by rainwater coming off the bench and flowing in a V-shape down a broad gully. The blocky shapes form multiple ledges on which grow numerous pinyon trees. Their presence helps the viewer realize this is not an abstract and lends a needed sense of scale.